Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life. God bless you. Chapter 25 of Matthew, verse 6, we jump into the middle of the story of the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins are all calling Jesus Christ Lord, and here at midnight comes the bridegroom. At midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. Go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And when they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went into the marriage, and the door was shut. And so the story we have here, the scene in the natural is that the bridegroom is coming. The bride is supposed to be prepared. She's supposed to have everything she needs for the return of the bridegroom. And the one thing that she needs is to light the lamp so that the bridegroom can find her. And in our picture here, we have oil. And oil is almost always a type of the Holy Spirit. And so what we have here is people that are professing to be Christians that have not the Spirit of God. There's no Spirit in them. There's no real true preparation. And so I guess my encouragement, my inspiration for us this morning is to have oil in our lamps, in the lamp and beside the lamp, if you will. You know, we need to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that we're prepared when the bridegroom comes. That Spirit of God is that which brings out the flame, the flare that the bridegroom is coming for. He's coming to see the flaming Christian, the one that is on fire for the Lord, the one that is enthusiastic and loves the Lord with all of their heart and mind and soul and strength. And so, beloved, the question for us this morning is, how is your tank? How full is your oil tank this morning? Are you prepared for the coming of the Lord? I know sometimes there are there are lives that finish and the Lord hasn't returned. But, you know, just as much do we need to be prepared to face the Lord if we should die before he returns. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit as well. And so that's my encouragement for us this morning. There's all the good things that we do, all the wonderful works that we do on behalf of Jesus Christ. You know, there's works of righteousness. There's the way we dress and the things we do and the things we say. There's also the works of service, you know, and then there's the life of love and all of these things. But if we have not the Spirit of God, if these things are all done out of a sense of duty, then, beloved, our lamps won't shine when it comes time to show the groom that here is his bride. So I encourage you this morning, be the bride of Christ. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be continually being filled, and try to be a blessing as you go. Once again, thank you for joining us, and God bless you.